You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for As Above, So Below with Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Search Facebook for As Above, So Below Healing and Wellness.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is As Above, So Below.
On A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the channel. For those new here, my name is Tiffany. I am a professional tarot reader, Reiki practitioner, hypnotherapist, and today we're going to be talking about the partial lunar eclipse that is going to be happening tomorrow in the sign of Pisces. Now, I am a Pisces myself. I'm a Pisces sun. So this one hits pretty close to home. So if you have any Pisces placements in your chart, this one's probably going to be affecting you. So Pisces is a sign of spirituality, of emotions. It is mutable water. And we're in between eclipses right now. And I know that it has felt very kind of like no man's land. There's a lot of chaos happening. We just had the death of Dolly Parton and Tim. It's just, there's so much happening right now. And, but this feels like a culmination period. It almost feels like a season finale of sorts, but this eclipse is really bringing up a lot of emotions to be looked at and to also bring up. And even if it's uncomfortable, sitting with that energy is going to help you to move into this next chapter, this next phase of your life, of your world. And this is really like an ending to a story that has been happening for about 18 months. So look back at what themes have been cropping up for you within the last 18 months, because this is kind of like wrapping it up. There's also a big shifting around identity, shifting around what you believe in, shifting how you've been doing things, that can feel like, you know, a part of you is shedding. And there's a lot of grief that can come up with this cycle as well. So the biggest theme right now for this lunation is surrendering, release, letting go. If you are going to be doing any sort of magic, any sort of rituals, cord cuttings are great. You know, really allowing yourself to shift the narrative and shifting your perspective. This wouldn't be necessarily a big manifesting moon, but of course I'm a huge proponent of you do what feels right for you. Like, don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. But the themes of this are sinking into your emotions. And also you could be having migraines, you could be having headaches, subconscious work may be coming up. So doing hypnotherapy might be very, very beneficial right now, because it almost feels like a bubbling cauldron to me. Like, there's just so much that's percolating and wanting to come up and be, you know, released so that we can move into this next season. And we are now in Virgo season, and Virgo is Pisces' sister sign. So Virgo is mutable earth and Pisces is mutable water. And Virgo is all about service. And it is also about your routines, about your structure. So leaning into the practicalities of life while not losing your dreamy essence of what it is to be a human on this earth. So I'm going to do a little collective pull, because all of us are feeling all the feels right now. So, but let's get into this. Spirit, guides, ancestors, what are the best and highest messages for The collective. Okay, so we have the Hierophant. Love this. We have Seven of Cups, total Pisces energy. Yeah. And we have, whoa. And we have the Eight of Cups. Yeah. So, and Judgment at the bottom of the deck. Beautiful. Okay. So this is about you committing to your future, towards your like ascension process. And I feel like we're also being asked to release and let go of anything that leaves you confused, or, you know, feeling like you have to jump through hoops for something. You know, it's kind of like, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And in this card in particular, there's so many options. There's so much going on that this person is just stalled. It's like, I don't know what route to take. I don't know where to go. And it feels like emotional cloudiness. And eclipses are also about walking away, ending a cycle, and really allowing yourself to move into a more elevated timeline, an elevated perspective. So if you have been dealing with relationships, commitments, Hierophant is also about commitments, structure. This is the card of Taurus, could be about institutions. So again, this is about, also can be about religious structures. If there's something that you have followed for so many years and now it's like, I don't resonate with this belief or this philosophy anymore, it leaves me feeling confused. A lot of people are walking away from that. A lot of people are leaving the emotional confusion behind. And that is really going to help open up a lot of doors. So I want to get some advice. Oh, that was fast. Okay. Resolution. I like this. Yes. So this is about really just allowing the universe to flow and align with what it is that you are beginning, you know. And oftentimes we're being asked to release things in order to align with something bigger and something better. So if something is falling away right now, trust that it is meant to fall away. Don't force it. Don't push against it. This is really asking you to align with something that feels bigger than you, maybe something that feels uncomfortable, something that you have to grow into. But that's where the work is. That's where the magic really begins, because you may be a master at something over on this timeline, but now you're being called to almost be like a novice in something else, to be able to add more enrichment to your life is really what I'm hearing. And this is about soul's growth. This is about really taking life by the balls and just going and moving forward. Even if you're scared, even if you're uncomfortable, you know, life is not certain. Uncertainty is going to be a constant in life. But by you pushing against something that feels scary, it's only going to cause more resistance in your field. So I'm going to do my No Bad Days deck. I love this one. Spirit, what's going on for the collective for this eclipse in Pisces? What else is going on? Movement. Yes. Movement, blooming, present moment, and you have power at the bottom of the deck. We love this. Okay. Yeah. So you're moving towards your expansion. You're moving towards, you know, things that are going to fill you up, things that are going to allow you to be more in your power. And instead of ruminating on the past or having anxiety about the future, it really is about staying in the present moment and allowing life to come to you in an organic way, because you have done the work in releasing. And, you know, The caterpillar becomes the butterfly. The butterfly has to become goo in order to become the butterfly. So, and it doesn't ask why, it just trusts the process. So that's the biggest lesson right now. So that's what I got for you. Thank you guys so much for being here. If you would like any hypnotherapy, Reiki, tarot, if you're also in the Charleston area, I have a suite off of Old Trolley Road. I would love to see you. And then go check out my longer form content on my YouTube channel. It is As Above, So Below Healing. I would appreciate and love to see you over there. Bless up, you guys. Bye.